It was 2002 when the Positive Link Speaker Series began at U of M Center for Positive Organizations at the Ross School of Business. One of the original organizers is Bob Quinn, also a professor of organization and management at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Just delighted, Lisa.
First of all, Mr. Quinn, or Professor Quinn, is it Dr. Quinn?
Bob.
Okay. Can you begin telling us about what the Center for Positive Organizations is?
Yes. The Center basically looks to do research and training and teaching to create positive organizations. And what that means is an organization where people flourish and exceed expectations. That is, they have a high sense of well-being, and they're doing very, very well on their tasks.
And you're targeting this towards the business world?
Absolutely.
So back in 2002, tell me how that all got started.
Well, when the Center first started, people were quite curious about what it was about. And we started to bring in researchers and others who were doing exciting things and had them give what we call the PosLinks talk. And in those days, we had very tiny audiences that would show up, 10, 15 people. Today, 250 people will show up because the material is just very, very exciting. It's coming from a different perspective than we usually get in business.
In fact, this is your 100th Positive Link Speakers Series event. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Did you ever think you'd see that happening?
No, I never. When we first started, I had just no dream that it would grow as much as it has.
So I understand, Bob Quinn, that you are the featured speaker at the 100th event. What are you going to be talking about?
How to turn an organization positive.
All right, can you share any of it with us?
Sure. I just published a book a few weeks ago, and we look at some CEOs, some from Michigan, in fact, and others, and how they grow as leaders and begin to see an organization by something other than just the financial perspective. Then in later portions, I talk about how they use purpose and authentic conversations and other kinds of tools to turn the workforce. And there are a lot of exciting cases in there of illustrating the process.
Is one of those illustrations having to do with music and dance and leadership?
Well, the metaphor I'll be using tomorrow is if you want to change the dance, you've got to hear and change the music. And the notion is that people focus on behavior. They look at you and say, well, we're going to give you a performance evaluation. We're going to change your behavior. But when we work backwards, we get to the climate, then to the culture, and then to the leadership, and then the very values of the leader. And it opens up a whole new notion that I can change the world by changing myself. It's a Gandhi-like notion, but there's a lot of work that suggests that's true, and we never, ever think that way. It's always about me trying to make you do something.
So that seems like quite a change in philosophy in the business world.
It is.
And you're finding people are open to it and accepting?
People today are absolutely hungry. You know, 70% of the global workforce is unengaged. 52% of the management workforce is unengaged. What that means is we don't know how to design and lead organizations. And people are hungry for stuff that works, that moves things in the right direction.
Okay, is your Positive Link Speaker Series open to the public?
It is.
And tell us when and where.
Well, it's at 4 o'clock on the first floor of the Ross Business School in Ann Arbor. Everybody's welcome.
All right, Bob Quinn, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Lisa, thank you very much.